Let's take my clothes off. Cleaned up a bit, and you know, you loaded up the dishwasher, but you forgot to actually run it. Yeah, you just closed it and walked away. Yeah, because like all the plates are dirty, so. Oh, it's like, yo, they must be clean ones in the dishwasher by now. But nope, because you forgot to run it. You're such a dummy. Yeah, I ran it. I had to hand wash one of the plates to eat dinner. It was really sad. Yeah. My hands got all yucky. No, I'm kidding. I just like I took one of the like least dirty plates. Like one of the plates was like the least amount of like food residue, you know? It was actually really easy to just hand clean, but I must be dramatic for dramatic's sake. Yeah, it was a pretty good party, but I was missing you the entire time. I mean, it's not like I can bring you to the girls-only party, because you're not a girl. You are a male. You have a Y chromosome. Like, how dare you? That's true. If you did not have a Y chromosome, then you would not be my boyfriend. Maybe you would be my girlfriend, though. What would your girl name be? Yeah, you know, like, you never did this when you were younger, where it's like, oh yeah, I am at, like, when I was younger in, like, elementary school, all of our classmates would go, like, okay, so, for this, like, week, we are switching genders, except not actually, like, we still, like, went to this, like, proper, like, gender washroom and stuff, but, like, we are, like, switching genders, we are calling each other by our gender switch names, you know? So, my gender swap name was Jay, which is so different than Jay. Like, instead of J-A-I, it was J-A-Y. Yeah. I mean, you know, they would complain that not, like, yeah, well, I mean, it's pretty much the same name, so sometimes I would go by James instead. I like the name James. Jamez. Okay, but what would your gender love name be? Just like, you know, girls' names are usually, they usually have like an A or an I at the end, you know? Yeah, just like straight up add an A to the end of your name. That's a pretty cute name. Pretty cute name. Pretty cute girl ish. Yeah. I'm pretty tired though. Yeah, we had to, we met up at, shit, what's her name? Damn it. Yeah, no, they're my friends, but I'm so sleepy. I can't even remember anything. We met at, Kayla's place. And we did, like, we did a little bit of karaoke. Yeah. And I sang my heart out to Defying Gravity. Yeah, I can't hit the high notes, but it doesn't matter. I was having fun. And, I ordered a bunch of pizzas. Yeah. And there was like a little bit of like fried chicken, like KFC, you know? And basically what we did was we just all decided to like order a bunch of things from like various fast food restaurants. There was so much food. I didn't really eat any of it though, cause I was full already. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have sucked you off before I went. That's why I got really hungry when I came home. Because I hadn't actually eaten anything at the party. Yeah, I brought a bunch of leftovers though. We have like two pizzas and like a bunch of, I think there's like a bunch of like McDonald's burgers or something. I don't know. I was not in charge of dishing out the leftovers. That was Kenzie's job, but you know, I just took my bag and I yeeted, cause they all started to like get drunk and I wasn't about that. I don't know, they wanted to like go to a bar and stuff, but you know, I don't like drinking. So, I decided to come home to my loving, adorable boyfriend. Yeah, that's you. I'm just gonna snuggle into you. you know, all of the girls were like talking about their sexual adventures in the past little bit. And when it was my turn, and I revealed all of the stuff that, like, all the things that we've been doing, they didn't believe me. Yeah. They were like, nah, you're wholesome as fuck. I don't believe that you, of all people, would have done the things that you have with that boyfriend of yours. If only they could see how fucking lewd I become. Only for you, though. Yeah. In everyone else's eyes, I am the most wholesome, sweet little girl. But you know the truth. What were you doing while I was gone? Just video games? Hey, you did. Oh my god, that's great. You finally beat the boss. Yeah, you've been stuck on that one for a while, haven't you? You could have waited for me to, like, join. Yeah, tomorrow, though. Tomorrow, you can stay in and play video games together. What are you doing? You copping a feel on my boobs, my boobies, my tatas. Yeah, you're soft. You're trying to make me horny, baby. Is that your goal here? If you want to have sex, you have to say it. You gotta say that you want me. No, I do not want to have sex with you right now. No, it's okay. Here, come here. How about this? You and I will have the most amazing day tomorrow. I'll wake you up with your cock in my mouth. And we can end the day by me riding you. You can do all of the things in between. But we also have to, like, play video games. And I wanna... I wanna finish that, the drawing that I was working on. But when we're not playing games and when I'm not drawing, we can have as much sex as you want. Yeah. I will do whatever you say. Just not tonight. Okay? Tonight I want to cuddle my big teddy bear. That is actually not a teddy bear and it's actually a person. But, you know, my teddy bear. And I wanna sleep. Okay, here, spoon me. Well, you're really hard right now, Buck. I can feel it on my butt. Okay. Thank you for respecting my wishes. This is why, or like, you know, one of the reasons why I love you. Because you respect me and, you know, you don't push things, I guess. I don't know, like, I just love you for actually caring about me. Gosh, never close. You take such good care of me. Yeah. I really appreciate it.